This is Leslie Von Holten of Strong City, Kansas, with another HP PR Radio Readers Book Bite. There is joy in reading the story of Captain Kidd and young Joanna, the main characters in Paulette Giles's News of the World. The plot, the characters, the setting are beautifully rendered in this story about the captain's task of returning the young girl to the family she was taken from 4 years earlier. But there is an additional element that inspires me to recommend this book to you. Its style, the sentences, the language, and its 209 slim pages make it just a pleasure to read. The author Paulette Giles is a poet first who came to novel writing later in her career. Her poet's sense brings a grace to this hard story that lifts it to the realm of the near universal. Although none of us have had lives anything similar to Captain Kidd and his horseback travels through Texas, most of us have stood at a moral crossroads and faced work we thought we were finished with. Early in his journey with Joanna, Captain Kidd fights with his inner self. He is worried about his ability and his purpose to keep her safe. "I raised my girls. I already did that," his rational self says. He is old, cranky, ready to, quote, "look at the human world with the indifference of a condemned man." And yet when he protests again that he has already raised children, Giles writes that, quote, "a celestial voice said, well then, do it again." This is the author's brilliant craft at work. Where many novelists would set the scene and distract with a focus on the coarseness of the 19th century West, Giles delivers this inner argument with a sympathetic simplicity. The captain was not looking to shirk his responsibilities. He was a man, like many of us, who was cowering in the self-doubt of doing the job well. But like Jacob wrestling with the angel, he comes out of that slim paragraph a righteous man. Giles uses these poetic descriptors throughout the story, and with this conveys emotion that is unrivaled in most novels I read. The Irishwoman Doris, who brings Joanna a doll and sees in Joanna the same psychic pain and loss she witnessed in survivors of the Great Famine in Ireland, describes how children, quote, "go through our first creation as a turning of the soul toward the light, out of the animal world." And that being pulled from the first creation risks everything. What a lovely way to explain to the men how children like Joanna will always live outside social convention. Or when the captain and Joanna come upon the young Kiowa men swimming in the river, he expects Joanna to yell out to them because, quote, "this was what she had wanted so much, to return to the Kiowa and the life she had known, the people whom she considered her people, and their gods, her gods." What a graceful way to convey a deeper meaning of the word culture. News of the World is so much an adventure story of 1870s Texas, but it is also one of inner landscapes. Where we are in life at age 10 or age 71, what that makes of us. The author tells a rich story full of grace and sensory detail and without a word to spare. The characters come fully realized but briefly, just like so many people in our real workaday lives. It takes a poet like Paulette Giles to distill these experiences into such a short novel. This is Leslie Von Holten for the HP PR Radio Readers Book Club. Find more at hppr.org or like us on Facebook.